The Rays are trying to avoid the sweep to the Mariners, and Blake Snell gets some very early offensive support from Kevin Kiermaier.
And the 2-0 pitch, Kiermaier swinging a fly ball into deep center field. Heredia going back to the warning track to the wall, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Leadoff home run, Kevin Kiermaier to straightaway center field. Now the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Gamble's taken off. Here's the throw down to Miller. Tag applied. Gamble is out. It's a strike him out, throw him out. First time Gamble has been caught stealing. Only his fifth attempt on the year.
And the 2-2 and a swing and a miss and a breaking ball for strike three.
The 2-2, swinging a ground ball to third base. Low pick, Longoria right near the bag. He hustles on top of the pillow for out number three. The force on Cano, two runners are left. Blake Snell pitching against his boyhood team. Gerardo sets, now turns, tosses. Swinging a crack high, deep out towards right center field. Haniger looking up. It's gone into the blue seats. Two-run homer. 3-0 Tampa Bay.
First base, the stretch. And the pitch on the way to Cruz. Swinging a ground ball into the hole. It's short, diving stop, Echeverria. The long throw to first on a hop, and it's in time to get Cruz. And the ball game is over. Holy smokes. What a play by Echeverria.
The Rays avoid the series sweep and snap a four-game losing streak, as well as Seattle's four-game win streak. Blake Snell has won back-to-back starts after going winless in his first 15 of the year. The Mariners muster just three total hits in Sunday's loss and cannot complete the sweep. Here's their manager, Scott Servais.
Oh, we got to give a lot of credit to Blake Snell. He has really good stuff, young pitcher, and he had it going on today. He had all three pitches working, all above average pitches. You know, the fastball had good life for me. Curveball was a good bite, and the changeup, he threw a lot of them and some tough counts for us. So give credit to him. We got beat. You know, I thought Gallardo threw the ball very well, kept us right there in the ball game. You know, outside the first guy he faced and the last guy he faced, the stuff in between was really good. But, you know, key for us, we won the series. We continue to roll. Hopefully, you know, get over in Atlanta and do it again over there. So just we got shut down offensively today, and you got to tip your hat to Snell. He threw the ball really well.
People look at his ERA and his record, but this kid has got a lot of talent. He's been considered a top prospect.
Oh, no, he's one of their top prospects. We've seen him before. And, you know, you can get to him early sometimes if you can, you know, get deep in counts and run the pitch count up. But he had three really good pitches today. When the changeup is that big a weapon for him, it's tough when he's throwing 94, 95. And our guys, you know, we saw it early. We thought we could maybe, you know, get something going as the game went on. But he was really tough today. And he worked out of a little jam there in the seventh as well. So I got to give him credit.
And with Gallardo, outside of this first and the last pitch where he might have missed the location, what was it that was so different about his stuff?
Well, I thought he was able to, you know, he got a few balls on the ground, got a couple double play balls today, which is really big, the leadoff triple on the one inning, and he was able to work out of that without giving anything up. So, you know, he was around the strike zone. We saw kind of start to come off the rails a little bit there. At one inning, he threw about seven or eight consecutive balls, but he got back on, got through the inning, and thought his stuff maintained it throughout the game. So it was a good effort by Yo.
Did you want to see him get through seven innings?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That was going to be his last hitter anyway. You know, Mel walked out. You know, Echeverria, he's got one home run all year, hits an opposite field homer. You know, got to give him a little credit there. But, you know, we were down in the ball game. I thought he was throwing the ball really well. He struck out Miller, the guy before, and just not our day today.
Defensively with Danny Valencia at first base, he came in and he had a couple of really nice plays.
Oh, Danny's done a great job defensively all year. You know, picking balls out of the dirt, you know, making plays down the line, diving all over the place. You know, today was kind of what he's done all year for us over there.
Had a couple of six-inning performances in this series right here. What does that do for you going forward?
Well, it's great to see our guys getting deeper. You know, obviously Tampa's been struggling a little bit with the bats. They're starting to get it going now some. So, you know, but we did a nice job with our guys working back and forth, pitching up in the zone a little bit, some things that we're good at that they didn't handle real well. But, you know, we made a few mistakes. But no issues at all with the pitch, and certainly today it was right on point.
Yovani Gallardo delivers a quality start in defeat. The veteran right-hander goes 6 1/3 and allows three runs on five hits with six strikeouts.
You know, just being able to command the fastball. I think, you know, I was able to command it to both sides of the plate. And, you know, the secondary pitches do some pretty good curveballs early in the ball game to, you know, just that change speeds. And, you know, maybe just do it when I got in trouble, got ground balls. And, you know, I think overall, just like I said, I mean, we, you know, mixed everything up pretty well. I think you do some sliders, changeups, and curveballs. So.
lineup over there that you could take advantage of with a game plan. How were you able to stick with that?
Like I said, I think, just reading their swings. You know, I think it's obviously they're really, they have a powerful lineup, you know, do damage and up and down that lineup. And I think it's a, you know, we made adjustments whenever he had to. But overall, you know, just like I said, I mean, that was the game plan going into the game, you know, just attack. You know, attack, make quality pitches from the first pitch on. And, you know, once they start swinging the bat, you know, you can expand a little bit more and get them a chase.
The Mariners will continue their road trip on Monday when they start a series in Atlanta with Andrew Albers on the mound.